The warning zone for Hurricane Ivan stretches across 300 miles of the Gulf Coast. Coastal residents are being told to evacuate before a storm with sustained winds of 140 miles per hour. The danger zone, we're told, reaches from New Orleans in the west all the way east to the Florida Panhandle. NPR's Ari Shapiro is in the Panhandle city of Tallahassee.
Preparing for a hurricane can be kind of exciting the first time. The second time, it starts to lose its novelty. When you're doing it for the third time in 5 weeks,
it's very aggravating. You just cannot wait for hurricane season to get over with.
Farron Harding is at the Lowe's Home Improvement Store in Tallahassee. He's buying wood screws to board up the windows of his auto parts business. He's already fully stocked with plywood, a generator, batteries, and flashlights. He bought all of those when Hurricane Charley started to approach Florida in August, and he hung on to them when Francis hit the state last week. Hurricane exhaustion seems to be the overriding feeling here. Sean, who didn't want to give her last name, teaches elementary school.
It's getting stressful. It's, you know, it's like one more, and then they tell us there's the fourth one sitting out there that's coming along.
That's Tropical Storm Jean, which could become a hurricane as it develops. Sean says these storms are taking a visible toll on her students.
Because they're all worried about what's happening. So they're more upset and trying to keep them calm and keep things going along as usual for them has been stressful for all of us.
Doug Walton, who works at Lowe's, says the demand for hurricane supplies simply has not let up in the last month.
We sold over 6,000 sheets Saturday and Sunday of just plywood. And truckloads come in the morning, they're gone and by 1, 2 o'clock. I mean, it's just flying out of here.
Different shopping cart, different store, same hurricane. Instead of plywood and gas cans, here the hot commodities are tuna fish and Chef Boyardee. Attention Walmart shoppers, Hurricane Ivan is on the way. Sheena Brown and her friend were perusing the cereal aisle at Walmart. They're sophomores at a nearby high school. Brown has some idea of what Ivan can deliver. Her family suffered through the storm in Jamaica, and she hasn't heard from them since it passed the island. Her uncle is in the Caymans, and Ivan hit him, too.
And his roof is gone, so he has no insurance, so I'm worried about that.
But as for herself...
When they cancel school, I'll be worried.
A dozen Panhandle school districts have canceled classes. 300,000 Floridians have been told to evacuate, many more leaving areas in Alabama, Mississippi, and flood-prone New Orleans. So far, people in Tallahassee have not been told to leave. At the Walmart here, some people are waiting to see what Ivan does before they make a decision. Scott Bauman and Megan Kickbush say they're totally disillusioned with the hurricane alerts. They say this month has been like the boy who cried wolf, and this time, they're not gonna run.
We're not bothering. Last time we made a big deal about it, and then this, you know, we didn't really need to, so this time we're not even gonna freak out about it.
If it gets to a point where it's kind of curving toward us, we'll definitely board up, but I don't think we'll evacuate.
That attitude worries Craig Fugate. He's Florida's Director of Emergency Management, and at a briefing yesterday, he said Ivan is going to inflict serious harm on the state, whether or not the storm makes direct landfall over the Panhandle.
These very large storms, they're less of a point than they are just a very severe area of massive weather coming in. So for those residents out there, they should not be hedging their bets on, we'll wait for the next forecast to see if it's going further to the west.
Last week, Florida's Governor Jeb Bush joked that he was implementing a $5 fine on anyone who said the word Ivan. This week, it's all Floridians can talk about. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Tallahassee.